everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. I am film critic Rachel Wagner, and I'm very excited today to be talking to a new actor that's working for Hallmark in a new series. And we're talking with actress Sarah Lind. And Sarah, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so what we like to do is we like to ask our guests to introduce yourself and tell us what inspired you to get into acting.
So, yeah, my name's Sarah Lind. I've been acting since I was 10 years old, and it's a little bit hard to say what inspired me to begin with because it was actually my parents' idea that I go for my first audition. Mm-hmm. But before then, I think I was just really dramatic and theatrical and always putting on performances, and they were like, why don't you go try and do this in front of like an actual audience? So they saw an advertisement for an audition for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof that was being produced in Calgary, Canada. Uh-huh. And I got it, and I just kept acting.
So you started out doing work on the stage? Doing plays?
I did. That's pretty much the only work I've done in the theater since, unfortunately.
Oh, really?
So yeah, I would love to do that. Or I think I would anyway.
So as a little girl, you start doing television, or?
Yeah. It started with television, and then moved into independent features. Mm-hmm. When I was doing that play, I was a kid, so I had to have a chaperone. So my mom came with me to the rehearsals, and the other actors in the play convinced her to become a talent agent because, they thought Calgary could use another one, so she became my agent, and then I started going out on, you know, film and television auditions, and yeah, it's sort of like when you're a kid, there's not a lot of competition, you know, mm-hmm. So it's a great way to really build a resume and get a lot of experience.
So did you homeschool, or did you go to regular school, or?
I went to regular school. The schedules usually worked out that I was working mostly during my summer vacation. And then if I was ever on a job during school, then they provide classes on set. Mm-hmm. But I didn't do a whole lot of that, honestly. So
that's cool. So that worked out pretty well then.
For me. Yeah, I don't know about my parents, but I thought it was all pretty easy.
Yeah. So did you have any particular memorable roles or filming that when you were first starting that really sticks out?
When I first started, I got to learn to ride a horse for one show. Which was great and was, I've ridden a horse like two times since then, but for one whole summer I got to take horse riding lessons, which was really unusual for me. I didn't grow up in big cities, but I was never like in the country or on a farm mm-hmm. or around horses. So that was lovely. There's actually one memory I had, or one memory I could share. It wasn't when I was young, I was probably about 30, but I auditioned for a show that was being directed by Jason Priestley, and it was starring Luke Perry. And when I was young, I had crushes on like every boy back then, but I certainly had crushes on like those two on Beverly right. Hills. So I went to this audition and I was sitting in the room waiting, and then in walk Brendan and Dylan, and they both said hi to me before I even said hi to them, and they knew my name, and I was like, I just achieved a 10-year-old dream here. Like I couldn't believe it. It was such a great moment. Sarah, we're so happy to meet you. And I'm just like, if I was 10 years old, I would be crying on the floor right now. But
you're like, I'm a puddle on the ground.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
Like by now, you know, I'm like, oh yeah, cool. This is so nice. But there was a time where I would have had a meltdown.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, people, influences, and experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
On your IMDb, you had some unusual trivia listed. And so it said that you are an amateur claw hammer style banjo player. It said, is that right?
So, yeah, well, so when that, when I think I posted that when I was like 20.
Uh-huh.
And I've tried to take it down, but they won't let me take it down. So all that trivia, or I haven't checked it in a while, but I posted some fairly peculiar things. So at the time, yes, I was taking lessons. And I think amateur is a little bit generous for the skill level I got to, but yeah, I did really play the banjo.
I don't even know what that is, a claw hammer style banjo. I've never heard of that.
Well, it probably sounds more colorful than it really really is. It's just like a strumming style. So like I might even have this not quite right, so forgive me if there are any banjo pros out there listening to this, but a lot of bluegrass is finger picking, so you use like several fingers to sort of pick, and then the claw hammer is just, you kind of just strum down, and then you don't strum, you don't play, and you kind of just use your thumb and your index finger, so it sort of looks like a claw, and then mm-hmm. you're hammering down instead of just plucking up. Yeah, so anyway.
Are you big into bluesgrass music, or was it just kind of random?
A little bit. I think I'm really excited about like old time and Appalachian music around that time. I still like it, but it's been a while since I, you know, listened to it constantly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that kind of high lonesome sound, and yeah, I thought it was pretty captivating.
Mm. Okay, well, It also said on there that you have a taxidermy collection. Is that still not, is that not a thing anymore? Or is that on there?
It's not a thing anymore. I've given my taxidermy pieces away. But just recently, I cleared out a storage locker and came across all these things that I had forgotten about. And I had one box that was full of animal skulls that I was collecting mm-hmm. from around that time. And it was sort of nice to see them. And I put them on my desk trying to figure out what to do with them, and then thought, you know, I'll sell them or give them away, sort of put a word out to anyone who might be interested. And my partner and I have a little dog, and mm-hmm. we went out for lunch. And when we came back, she had eaten all the skulls.
What? Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I know, and I sort of like, I thought it was crazy. And then I was like, dogs and bones, I guess.
Yeah,
I mean, it
I
makes
so.
Sense. I didn't see that coming. So now I have no bones, I have no taxidermy.
So I felt like in your resume on IMDb and in your filmography, I should say, you've done a number of horror type of projects, and I was wondering what that is like to do, like the scary movies, like I've seen The Severed and some of these kind of type shows, and I was just wondering what that's like.
Well, it's funny because I like scary movies, horror mm-hmm. films. I like them quite a lot, but they also like scare me terribly. So I don't understand why it is that I like keep doing that to myself, but I do. But it's when you're making them, it's not scary. Like on set, it just feels, I don't know, kind of no different than any other acting. There's like goop on your face covered in like sticky blood, or you're just running screaming, and it's just acting. It's not it's not scary. But and if I watch them, then like I can't watch them.
Yeah, is it hard to get in that like that headspace of like I'm scared this person's gonna murder me kind of headspace?
I don't want to like incriminate myself, but I find it pretty easy, because if you're just like running and screaming, then you're running and screaming, you know, like whether you're actually scared. Like it's like if you cry or do something really specific to affect another character, that's one thing. But if you're just reacting and jumping and, you know, yelping, it's I find it pretty easy. Like those can be physically exhausting or fatiguing days, but in other ways they're fairly simple in my experience.
Interesting. Cool.
Yeah.
So you were on a show called Edgemont for four years, it looks like. And so what was that like? What was that? That's a high school show, it looked like.
Yeah, it's a high school show. No adults in it, or no adult characters. Mm-hmm. I did that from when I was 17 to 21 or something like that. It was a fairly large ensemble cast, and we block shoot that. So with that, are you familiar with block shooting? We block shoot. So we'd shoot like 5 episodes at a time. We do 1 week in the cafeteria, 1 week in the sort of hall area, 1 week in someone's house or whatever like that. And it also means that I think we do one season in 2 months or something like that. So it's quite quick. And we all got really close. Everyone seemed to get along really well. And I'm not in touch with everyone, but it was just really good people, and it's really nice to see how many of them have gone on to have really interesting careers, including the writers and some of the directors. Like they pop up a lot, and I'm sure in a lot of Hallmark shows as well, because a lot of Hallmark shows are filmed in Vancouver, and that was a pretty large swath of the young Vancouver talent at that time.
Cool. So I'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. They're good folks over at Care Of. And right now you can get 50% off your first order at Care Of. Go to takecareof.com, enter code HALLMARKIES50. And what Care Of does, it's a really great thing, especially for this time of the year where everybody is making resolutions, everyone's trying to be healthier. And what they do is they provide vitamins, protein powders, and other products that come straight to your door. So it's easy. And it's really customized. You can go in, you can take a quiz, and the quiz will help you to figure out what is most important for you, whether it's something to help your fitness routine, whether it's something to help your sleeping, your stress, whatever it might be. And it was very helpful. I got the chance to do the quiz, and I've had 2 different packages from Care Of, and I've really found it helpful. They have a great attention to detail, where everything has your name on it. Everything is really, they really try to make it custom for you, which I think is really important. They also have a very high focus on quality. They have science and research that goes into all their products. Their protein powders, which are some of the best. They have real ingredients like organic cocoa and pink Himalayan sea salt. So right now, you get 50% off your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com, enter code HALLMARKIES50. So what's it like if you get to be in a bigger like feature film, like you were on The Assassination of Jesse James, compared to like a TV movie?
Um, Well, it's interesting. The part that I had in Assassination of Jesse James was really small. But it's probably, it must be the biggest budget project I've ever been part of. Mm-hmm. And even though I was only in one scene and, you know, it was really quick, the amount of time they're able to spend with a budget like that, they were able to pay tail and take so much time to get absolutely every aspect of it perfect. Mm-hmm. Which was really, it was very impressive. It was kind of wild to see. Mm-hmm. Now, throughout my career, you know, TV movies and things are, you usually have like three and a half weeks to shoot them, mm-hmm. Which doesn't feel too quick, but it's also not like, oh, we're going to spend an entire day making sure that the snow looks exactly right mm-hmm. on these branches or something like that, you know?
Right.
And so if I were to be on a show that moved at that pace, I think I'd lose my mind. Like, I'm just used to, it's just like, you go. You're working the whole time, and having a lot of downtime, I think, would be really exhausting.
Yeah.
So I think that's the main thing I noticed, the amount of time and of course resources. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you are making your Hallmark debut, is that right? With this new movie, Martha's Vineyard Mysteries, A Beautiful Place to Die. And this is basically like a pilot kind of to this new, you know, mystery shows. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the setup of the series and the movie coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, so it obviously takes place in Martha's Vineyard. The lead hero is Jesse Metcalf, who obviously everyone is really familiar with already. He plays an ex-detective, homicide detective from the big city, who's retired and come back to Martha's Vineyard. While he's there, there's a murder, which is something that happens almost never in Martha's Vineyard. He gets roped into helping solve the murder by the chief of police, who is my character's dad. My character Z is a doctor, and the medical examiner for the time being, while the current medical examiner is on leave. So the three of us go about trying to solve the mystery of this murder.
Sure. So it's pretty unusual for Hallmark to have a male-led movie, let alone a series. Usually they're female-led. So that's interesting. And it kind of made me wonder if they are going to use your character quite a bit to kind of feel, to have sort of the female presence for their audience.
Yeah, the two of us work together pretty much as like partners solving uh-huh. crimes. I'm able to use my medical experience to find clues, and he of course uses his detective skills. But as you see, that, you know, Z's pretty smart and is able to trust her intuition and pick up on things herself too. You also find that they happened to know each other in high school, and so there's a long lost sort of flame between the two of them that's being rekindled as they work together.
That sounds fun. Yeah. So did you film this in Vancouver, or where did you film it?
We filmed it in Victoria, which is on Vancouver Island. Yeah.
Cool.
Where are you based?
I'm in Utah. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so not too far. Do you like a good mystery show? Is that something that was fun for you to be a part of?
It was fun. I do like mysteries. I am trying to watch less true crime and more like scripted fictional mysteries. So, you know, there's no actual body count with entertainment. But yeah, I like mysteries quite a bit. There's a book, a novella that I quite like that I'm hoping to get the rights to turn into a movie. We'll see how that goes. And it's a mystery.
Well, that's cool. So do you write? Is that something you want to get into, is adapting and doing screenplays and that kind of thing? Or
I would love to do more of that. Yeah. And take more of I'd like to take more of a role in sort of the overall project and in storytelling, more than just from the acting side.
Cool. That's good. What do you think that is going to be especially memorable about this series, about the Martha's Vineyard series, that people are going to like?
It's a little bit grittier than some of the other mysteries. It's a little bit darker. Nothing too drastically different. But I think that'll be a fun sort of new aspect. Also, the chemistry between Jeff and Z is really, really fun. They're very bantery. They're always kind of needling each other in a really fun way. The setting's beautiful. I think the whole show will just really stand out from top to bottom.
That's cool. Was it fun to work with Jesse?
Yeah, he's a lot of fun. We shared a sense of humor. So, you know, if you can see from before action to after cut, the take might be really serious, but then we're often goofing around before and after.
That's cool. Yeah. Very good. Well, we're excited about it. I'm looking forward to it. So we like to end our interviews with some fun questions. Which question is, what is the best ice cream flavor?
I don't like ice cream.
Don't like ice cream? Any flavor, huh? Wow, that is controversial.
No, I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I know. We just jumped right into the fire.
Even like sherbet or frozen yogurt or anything, nothing like that, huh?
I like those even less.
Less? That's funny. Okay, good. Okay. Hopefully this less controversial. What is your favorite color?
Probably really bright red.
Oh, good. That's very on brand for Hallmark.
Yeah.
Okay. What music are you into right now?
I seem to just listen to the same music all the time, which is like 50s and 60s music. I really like Bo Diddley and girl groups and doo-wop. I'm listening to, my partner and I went to see, like a live cast of an opera a few weeks ago. And, I've been listening to a little bit more. The opera was, by Philip Glass. So I'm trying to pick up more Philip Glass to listen to.
So like a contemporary opera.
Cool.
That's cool. What is your go-to date night food?
Well, we just moved to Koreatown, so now it's Korean barbecue.
Oh, yum. Do you like it spicy?
Yeah. I like it spicy. I really like garlic, and I'm in love with kimchi, so, you know. There's no way to go wrong with Korean barbecue.
Cool. Good. Okay. What is your go-to date night activity? Sounds like you guys do fun stuff.
We watch a lot of movies. Okay, one of our first dates, we went to Korean barbecue, and in the restaurant, sort of in the back in a separate room was an arcade. So we went and played pinball and had Korean barbecue, and that was really, really fun. So we've done that a couple times, pinball and barbecue.
That sounds fun. Okay. Are you dogs or cats?
I'm going to cover my dog's ears. She's in my lap right now, and some cats.
Okay. We'll keep it between us.
Okay, thank you.
So beaches or mountains?
Beaches.
Me too. I love being at the beach. Okay. Would you rather be in a...
you're in the wrong state then.
I know. would you rather be in a fancy dress or in sweats?
Most of the time sweats, but I need both.
Yeah. Balance it out.
Every once in a while, I need to... Yeah, I really need to dress it up once in a while.
So what's your favorite holiday to like celebrate?
I'm gonna go with New Year's.
Oh, what do you like about New Year's?
I like that it's reflective. This year, for the first time in years, we went out for New Year's, which was fun. But I really like it as a sort of quiet at home, just the family kind of nice.
Yeah.
Eat some nice food. There are fireworks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's, one of the quieter, more low key, or at least that's how I like to spend it, quieter and low key.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Very good answer. Well, so you can pick your own movie. Don't feel bad, but what is your favorite Hallmark movie? Because I know you live in Canada, you don't have Hallmark Channel, but nevertheless, I like to ask.
Okay, it's not a movie, but I really love Chesapeake Shores.
Oh, okay, good. What do you like about Chesapeake Shores?
Yeah. I love the family dynamics. I love the romance in it. And also a few of my friends are on it. Megan Ori and I did a TV show together years ago. And actually Amelia Olerup was on the show too. So we're friends and I just love watching them work.
Cool.
And of course Jesse's in it.
That's true.
I knew him from Chesapeake Shores before I knew him.
That makes sense. Well, very good. You passed the test.
Oh, good. Yay. I was really nervous.
Well, no, you did very well. And we really appreciate you coming on and talking with us. And we're excited for the new movie. We'll watch it this weekend and hope it does very well. And do you have social media that you'd like to share with any or anything?
You can follow me on Instagram at @officialSarahLind.
Okay, great. I'll put a link in the description section so people can do that. So thanks so much for coming on and talking with us. I really appreciate it.
It really was fun. And thank you for doing this. I really hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, it'll be really good. So let us know if you're listening, what you thought of what we had to talk about. And I hope you have a really great day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye. I'd like to thank Sarah for coming on the podcast. Please make sure you're following her on all our social medias. And it was a lot of fun to get to talk to her. Let us know what you think. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, everywhere. And please follow the podcast at Hallmarkies Pod. Elle Merkes Podcast, all of our social media. And if you're listening on iTunes, please leave your ratings and reviews. If you're listening on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We sure appreciate that as well. And consider becoming a patron so we help to get all the great interviews and content that we have for you. And then we also have our merch store, which has a special I Survived Countdown to Christmas design right now by artist Jessica Miller. So definitely you want to check that out. And thanks again to Sarah, and we'll talk to you all later. Bye.